Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, I'm sure you might have heard this morning about these new plans that which have been unveiled for a winter sports and entertainment arena in Dublin, and it's going to house the country's first professional ice hockey franchise. It's a €190 million development on an 8-acre site in Cherrywood in South Dublin. It plans to host two Olympic-sized ice rinks, a 5,000-seat indoor arena and a training centre for elite athletes. Raymond Hegarty is the chair of the Seamrug Ice Skating Club. Raymond, I presume this must be great news for skating and ice hockey enthusiasts.
Oh, this is very exciting indeed. The development has been in the offing for many, many years now, and there's a lot of work gone on in the background for this to come around, and it's really exciting. So high hopes for it indeed.
Now, you're part of the, I suppose, winter sports faculty here in Ireland, and I know from conversations we had previously, a lot of those that are interested in whether it's ice hockey or ice skating, you're usually exported or travelling to Belfast, aren't you, for sort of weekend or weekly training sessions?
Travelling to Belfast or travelling internationally, and the difficulty with that is that you're going to international competitions and you're skating against skaters who are practicing 8 times per week, once a day and twice on Sunday. And for the Irish skaters, if they don't get onto full ice, the only chance of they getting to skate is in, at Christmas time, the small local Christmas rinks. And then apart from that, then they're just practicing in their runners in the kitchen, which sounds really strange, but that's a difficulty about resources up until now.
Yeah, it's not, I suppose, the best professional environment to practice in.
Yes, and apart from the professional part of it, this is going to be for the community as well. And it's in a really nice location that you're talking about, the intersection of the M50 and the M11. And the Lewis. So you've got great access to it. And not just for people who are in the Dunleer Rathdown area, but people who are coming from Wexford and Waterford can just come up in the M11 and come straight into this, even without getting to Dublin traffic.
It talks about hosting the country's first professional ice hockey franchise. How big is ice hockey in Ireland, Raymond?
That's the one thing I can't tell you about. I can tell you about figure skating or ice dance or speed skating, because I'm involved with all of those things. The ice hockey is a different organisation, and they've been pushing very hard as well for facilities.
So it's a different sport entirely. But you think we do need to have some kind of a winter sports arena?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you can see how popular figure skating is, even with the Christmas rink.
Even in Dundrum, you see the rink there, yeah.
Yes, but if you go across all of Ireland, that you've got almost 250,000 people skating during those just few weeks around Christmas time. So you can see that there's a huge demand for it. And it's a really interesting sport. Like, if you think about the inclusiveness of this, it's children, young and old, even for people who've got disabilities. That it might sound strange that you think about going on ice when you're disabled, but if you think about it, it's one of the only sports where you've such low friction.
That it's quite an inclusive sport. Mark is with us too, Raymond, on the line. Mark, I believe you've been skating for over 40 years.
Yeah, that's right. It started my teens in Little Ice Rink in Dolphinsburn.
How did you get into it? Family encouragement or just interested?
Well, there used to be roller discos when I was in my young teens. I used to love going to those on a Saturday, and then the ice rink when I went ice skating the first time, and I said, yeah, this is for me. And I just kept it up over the years. For a good few years, I left it away, and then when I had my own kids and brought them, I took it up again.
And you live in Dublin, do you?
Yeah, just north of Dublin.
Okay. So in the absence of having an ice rink that you can use regularly, where do you typically go?
I go to Belfast.
So you travel up north to skate?
Every 2 weeks if I can.
Right, okay. And how involved are your kids?
My kids are adults now, and they've fled the nest and they're working on their own, so they're not involved in it anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, but do you think this will it'll make a difference, Mark?
It'll make a huge difference. It's that I didn't get the other gentleman's name
Raymond.
That you were talking to there. Raymond. But as Raymond was saying about the seasonal ice rinks at Christmas that open up, and I'm at them 2 or 3 times a week, And I have constantly adults and kids and everything asking me where can I learn to skate and get lessons and like that. It's Belfast, so it's not really an option.
So with something like a new, you know, winter sports arena, it will allow it will allow, you know, more families, more people to get involved.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, okay. 087 1400 106 is the number if you want to get in touch with us. I think we've Jim O'Leary with us on the line too. Do we? Jim, good afternoon. You can hear me?
I can, Andrea, yeah.
Great, okay. What's your reaction to this? Because it's going to be developed out near Cherrywood.
That's I'm the Cathaoirleach Lough, the mayor of Dunleer Rathdown, and for us this is a phenomenal announcement. Obviously, Jack and Ray have gone through the benefits from their perspective in terms of their sport. For us, it's broader than that. It's a conference centre. It's an arena. It'll allow ice hockey teams from America to come over, basketball teams. There are entertainers who skip Ireland because we don't have a mid-level arena for them to play in. They'll now have an opportunity to play in Ireland. There could be 50 to 70 different events on site over the year. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful for our county. It's wonderful for the Dublin region.
When is it likely to be built?
My understanding is planning is going in September, October, and then you'd hopefully within a matter, fairly quickly after that, get a quick decision and hopefully there'll be, spades on the ground within a year.
Yeah, because it is a sort of, it's a greenfield site, isn't it? The 8-acre site at the moment. There's no other development there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not that it's...
No, there's a lot of planned development down there. Cherrywood is a whole new town, if you like.
Mm.
And as one of your previous saying, it's a location in terms of access. You have the M50, you have the N11, and you have the Lewis Line running through Cherrywood. So it's a fantastic location in terms of accessibility. It'll make it great as, we're anticipating we'll get all sorts of tourists from North America and across Europe. We'll have a hockey team playing in the UK and European competitions. So it opens up huge opportunities for the county.
So the planning documentation for the development, it has the backing, doesn't it, of Dunleary Rathdown County Council?
Well, it has the political backing, I would say, of the members of Dunleary Rathdown. The council itself is very supportive of us. For us, it aligns with our economic goals, our cultural goals, our tourism goals. But the whole process of planning and planning approval, that's an independent process.
Yeah, so that's, and I think, is that due to be scheduled to be submitted, did I read, in September of this year?
In September, yeah. It will go to the council in September.
So for people listening today that are wondering why we can't use an 8-acre greenfield site to build more houses, it's a private development.
Well, Cherrywood is a whole new town, and there's hundreds upon hundreds of units being built in Cherrywood. This doesn't conflict with the need for more housing. It doesn't prevent more housing. You can't build housing without other amenities being made available to people. So this is complementary to what's happening in Cherrywood.
Yeah, but just it's not that it's a state run or a council run proposal. It's it's backed by private investors.
It's a 190 million investment. We reckon it'll bring over 230 million annually to the local economy. There'll be 80 direct jobs. There'll be 400 construction jobs. It'll support maybe another 1,600 jobs in the locality. So this is hugely important, and it's on private land, with private money.
Yeah, listeners suggesting, what about a snow dome in Ireland? Perhaps that might be the next thing. Another listener asking, why can't it be in Athlone, not just in Dublin? Give other children a chance. Dublin parents should have to drive hours for once in their life. This texter says, I imagine this is going to get a lot of criticism and people saying it's a waste of money, but I think fair play to them. Not everybody swims, and yet we spend a fortune on the National Aquatic Centre. And finally, another listener's got in touch to say, why are we putting this in Dublin? It's for the nation. Why not put it in the Midlands? Well, as Jim O'Leary said, it's a privately backed financial investment and development. That's why it's happening where they choose. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Jim O'Leary, Fine Gael, Dunleary Rathdown County Councillor, Mark Raymond Hegarty, Chairman of the Seamrog Ice Skating Club. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.